Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're on 95 BFM Breakfast. Now this is very exciting, we've got a special release day today and a couple of special guests in the studio, Morena Maynard Larkin and Shannon, aka Tom Lark.
Good morning. Morena.
How are we this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, good. It's All an right. exciting day, you got a brand new single that you've been working on together.
Yeah.
And a really interesting sonic turn for you, Maynard.
Yeah.
People may know you from Randa, your sort of more hip-hop project.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And now we're making country music.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Well, me and Shannon were talking about that, and it was kind of, it was end of 2022 that we started making this kind of music. We made a song together. I think Shannon had a country beat, and I had been just writing all these emo poems during the like the COVID lockdowns and stuff.
Yep.
Just writing all the, trying to philosophize. I was like trying to like write all these poems because I had a breakup that I guess like cut me up or something. And then, it was just kind of natural. Like we came together with what Shannon had been making, and then the kind of stuff I've been writing. And some of it was like really funny. Some of it was really sad. But it just really worked with like a country bass. Do you reckon?
Yeah. I mean, like a little. I mean, slightly before that, I remember you saying one day, it'd be kind of cool to make some country or something. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then I was like, yeah, cool. Like, so then that's kind of where, yeah, I guess the ember of the spark happened, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had you guys ever made music together before?
Yeah, we had made songs kind of on and off since about, I think, maybe like 2016, 2017.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. And then we were saying off air before that the first time Rattlesnake Boy, which is today's single, which I just have to say, best title ever.
Thank you.
I feel like there's a rattlesnake boy in all of us.
Right? Yeah. I like
and
that.
And I particularly like this cowboy boot necklace thing that you've got going on.
Yeah,
here.
I got my bolo for yeah.
The
yeah.
bolo.
Luck, you know?
That's
boots
the
with the spur.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes, the single. The first time you performed it was with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Mm.
And I'm thinking that it must have been quite jarring for a lot of people so used to your hip-hop sound hearing you sing a country song for the first time.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was initially it was just like my peers were like, oh, I didn't know you'd bring something like that. But then everyone was really cool about it too. And I think they were just kind of surprised in a fun way. And yeah, and then when we played the gigs, it was really cool because it kind of felt like, oh, yeah, I think this thing will work, you know? Like, it's not it's a shift, but I think the essence of how I used to write songs and then, you know, and, like, how Shannon makes music, it's like the goods are still there. It's just in a new evolved form.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's also, for me, turning up to see the song for the first time performed by an orchestra was, like, pretty sick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was great, Maynard.
Yeah.
They do some crazy stuff, the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
They do,
It's, like, never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
Shannon, when you came into this project making music with Maynard, who has a background across so many different genres, did you feel like it changed the sort of creative process or the way you approach things in any sort of way?
I don't know. We just... No. If anything, it was, like, super fast. Like, Maynard would always come with something that was pretty cool, like, in terms of, like, an idea or whatever. And when we'd sort of, you know, figured out the general angle of things and like the vibe of the album, it was kind of just like we never had like a session where we didn't really get much done that day. We were just like every time we were like, wow, that song's almost finished, you know. So it was really cool. It was like a really fun and exciting.
So this is like you two kind of like in a flow state with each other, essentially.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah it really was like that. Like, I would take a, because I have like a day job, so I'd take a Friday off, day off work, and then we'd go into the studio, and it was just like, oh, man. It was like always just such a fun time writing with Shannon, and I think like the way we kind of bounce ideas back and forth, it felt really natural, and but also, yeah, really fun. And it's like, it's great when you're working with your friend too. It's like this really special hangout where you get to make stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's so exciting. We got a brand new music video as well, which is like wacky and wonderful and weird. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the song is basically about a pro wrestler. So it's kind of set in the 90s, 80s, 90s, whatever. And he's kind of wrestling with his demons, you know. He's got some, he keeps wanting to take pain pills because it's hard. The wrestling life is hard, you know, the way you get slammed day in, day out. And you don't get enough time off. It's a pretty gnarly industry. So, yeah, you know, it shows a bit of that. You know, me and Shannon, we take our place as characters of the wrestling world, and we're on the road. And I hope that people watch it and go like, oh, man, those wrestlers, their life ain't so easy, you know?
Yeah. Misunderstood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How does one come to write a song about a pro wrestler?
Since I was 12, I was just completely obsessed pro wrestling.
It's been a long time coming.
Cool.
What are your thoughts on like semi-professional wrestling, because I reckon that's where the gold is, you
did
know?
You say semi?
Yeah, like kind of like, you know, non-professional wrestling, amateur wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of you know, there's like the Olympic style, which is pretty cool, and you have like the MMA, which is totally different, but wrestling.
The, like, theatrics of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty open to what people want to do. I mean, I guess there's part of me that's a bit of a pro wrestling purist. you know, like, sometimes I want to see it done right, but at the same time, there was something in LA, it was like T-boy wrestling, so it was like trans guys getting together and having wrestling shows. That was really cool. I thought that was cool. Yeah, I think if it's done right, and if it's done for a good cause, why not?
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Okay, Rattlesnake Boy is the title track off of the album. That's coming. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the album?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There's an album. It's coming out on May 1st?
It's coming out on the 22nd of May.
22nd of May, sorry. Very exciting. New Zealand Music Month. What can you tell us about the album? What can we expect?
Honestly, just a lot of cool ass songs. I mean, yeah.
What more could you want from an album, really, apart from a lot of cool ass songs?
It's like the wrestling journey.
Yeah, totally.
The wrestling theme apparent throughout?
Yeah, so it's a concept album.
Oh, and awesome.
Like, there are some songs that aren't heavy on the concept, but most of the tracks, they kind of follow, you kind of follow this guy, the Rattlesnake Boy, and, you know, you follow him. When he's doing well, you follow him at his peaks and his bottoms, and
it's a slice of life.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I am so excited now. That is cool. Awesome. Oh, I didn't know that about this album. And now I'm I love a concept album.
We do.
It's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty deep at some points because, you know, man, it's a... Just it's hard life out there in the ring, you know?
Yeah, I bet you two spend a lot of time in the studio just sort of like discussing the backstory, vision boarding.
We did a lot of research.
Yeah.
We watched, I think, all of the documentaries.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I was listening to a lot to Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast.
Yeah. So good.
So good. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this album. But in the meantime, we have this beautiful new single, the title track, Rattlesnake Boy. I think we should give it a listen, but thank you both for coming up.
Thank you.
We've been chatting with Maynard Larkin and Shannon, aka Tom Lark, about Rattlesnake Boy, the new single out today, and an album on its way this May. We're going to listen to it now. Thanks, team.
Thank you.